Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Let's talk to Sheila Kapadia right now, because the Eagles play in 7 days, and Sheila, of course, does wonderful work with The Ringer. We're also very happy to announce that Sheila... We don't have the day and time set yet. We'll get that set in the next couple of days. But Sheila will be back with us as a weekly guest once again this football season. And Sheila, I got to tell you, since you joined the show as a weekly contributor in the fall, I mean, other than that 2020 thing, man, they make the playoffs every year. You're a good luck charm.
Not only do they make the playoffs, Joe, but year one was 2017. So we have 8 years, 2 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowl berths. I mean, you guys are stuck with me. You lose me, and you know people are calling in week four if they're 1-3, and they're going to be blaming you. So
feels like a professor with tenure.
I love it.
We can't get rid of him anymore.
Well, that's a mere 1% of why we keep Sheila around. We love his insight. So for those that don't know, and I think most do, but we bring Sheila on sort of midweek when he's had a chance to tremendously digest the coach's tape and give us a real thorough report of what he's seen from the Eagles' offense and defense in the prior game, and then obviously what it means up ahead for the future game. So, Sheila, we love having you on the program. Let's talk some Eagles football, my man. Let's start with Marcus Epps. This news might have escaped a few people. It happened yesterday. It's interesting. The Eagles brought back Marcus Epps, who was a starter, and I would say a solid starter. Not a great starter, but a solid starter 2022 season. Where does he fit in to a now crowded safety room? Who's the starter?
Yeah, I don't know if Vic Fangio would agree that it's crowded when he's cycling through these guys in the secondary and wondering who can he trust.
Let me say this. Notice I didn't say particularly good at the other safety spot, but there's a lot of options, hence the crowdedness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, you know, the rookie Drew Makuba has the hamstring injury, so I'm sure that is adding some uncertainty to this. I thought after the nice preseason game he had that he would be the starter next to Reed Blankenship, but if he can't go – now you look at it, and is it going to be Sidney Brown? You know, I think this move might suggest that they have some concerns about that, whether they want to throw him out there in week one. Now, I will say this. This is a complicated defensive scheme, and Marcus Epps has not played in this scheme and has not had those practice reps. And these are guys, the safeties, who have to do a lot for Vic Fangio. So I would be surprised if he came in right away and started for them next week against the Cowboys, but I think you want to get him up to speed, add some depth, and who knows, maybe he's an option down the line, specifically if Makuba deals with these injury issues.
Sheila, is there any sense that you got from him last year or talking to people around the league? Did he get worse since leaving the Eagles 2 years ago? Because I'll just tell you this, and I get your point about week one, maybe he doesn't play right away, but the Marcus Epps I saw three seasons ago now, I thought was a solid player who should be better than these two other guys, unless Makubu grows into it fast and emerges and is your guy for the future, which is entirely possible. Did he get worse? Was he banged up? Is he the same level of player, or is there a drop-off, and is that why he was recently cut?
Yeah, I think it was injury last year. So his first year with the Raiders, I thought he was okay. And then last year, tore his ACL. I think he only appeared in four games. So he's battling back from that this offseason. Goes to New England, spends training camp there, and doesn't make the roster there. There were some conflicting reports about whether he has to be released or whether they were just not going to keep him on the roster anyway. So I think he's a veteran coming back from an injury, looking for a spot, and this is not uncommon in the NFL. But I'm with you. If you told me, hey, you can get the same guy you got in 2022, I would say that's a reliable starter. He's not going to wow you. He's not going to kill you, but that might be a nice option for this Eagles team. So that might be what they're thinking once they get him in and see how healthy he is and see how he fits with this scheme.
Sheil, in your mind, who's the best option to start at cornerback in base opposite Quinyon Mitchell?
Oh, man, that's I feel like I spent a lot of hours talking about that question this summer, and I change my mind every week, and I don't have a great answer. I think Jacorian Bennett, if I was looking at it, and if you're comfortable that he knows what he's doing in this scheme and you're not worried about him making mental mistakes, he feels like the guy right now that might give you the best shot. You know, Adoree Jackson has the experience, so maybe I'm wrong about that, but Bennett was a starter last year. He wasn't, you know, an all-pro, but he was an okay starter for the Raiders last year. You traded for him for a reason. I imagine when they made that trade, you know, they were going to Vic Fangio and saying, hey, we're thinking about taking one of your depth defensive tackles and trading for a corner. Do you like this guy? And Fangio said yes. I mean, that would be my guess, given what they were dealing with at the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would go with Jacorian Bennett at this moment in time.
How concerned are you, and this is not really talked about much, we're jumping right into full-speed football. You know, I know that the team knows what they're doing with the whole medical aspect of it all, but how are you in any way, Sheil, worried that we're just jumping right into full-speed football? I'm thinking about this in terms of, like, Zach Bond. Zach Bond, I didn't even see him practice. You know, I don't know how much he practiced other than walking through. And now, next week, in 1 week's time, these guys are expected to go out there and lay it down for, you know, 60 minutes. How concerned does that make you?
Yeah, there's a trade-off that teams around the NFL are dealing with in recent years, and we talk about it a lot in the summer, and it's the trade-off you're talking about. You know, how concerned are you about players? You want them to get at least a possession, two possessions in the preseason so that they're not hitting somebody for the first time in week one versus staying healthy. And I think we know where the Eagles land on that, and it's hard to complain about it when they had 21 to 22 starters available in the Super Bowl last year, when in 2022 they were extremely healthy, and that was a big reason why they got to the Super Bowl and had a chance to win it there. So I think they're comfortable with that, but it's not that your concern is invalid. I mean, they could come out and some of those guys who haven't practiced and haven't played, could they show a little rust in week one early on? Could there be a missed tackle here or there? Yeah, those things are obviously possible. I think you just look at it, the big picture, and they're willing to deal with that kind of thing, and I don't blame them. I think it is the right thing to do. But it doesn't mean that what you're saying is incorrect.
Yep, totally agree. It leaves them a little vulnerable in September, but seems to help in the long run. Sheil, one of the reasons we love having you on, you really cover the entire league, and you look at film on the entire league. Let's talk about the NFC and threats. So I think it's very obvious the other truly great team last year in the NFC was the Detroit Lions, until they got injured and were a lesser then. But they were legit. I mean, we should never forget that. Now, they lost players, like every team loses after a season. Is it the Lions or a different team that you think is the greatest threat to the Eagles within the conference?
Yeah, it's wide open, the NFC this year. It's really interesting. You know, the AFC, I think you look at those top three teams and you say, we know who we're dealing with. The NFC is different. I would put the Lions in that conversation, but they do have questions. You're right. I mean, they were 15-2 last year, but they lost both coordinators. And we've seen that in Philadelphia, that is not an easy thing to replace when both your coordinators leave. They lost multiple veteran offensive linemen. So I wouldn't be surprised if they took a little bit of a step back. I still think they're going
to... Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Going to be a good team. And then sort of the wild card team here that I've had my eye on this summer is the 49ers. And it's not that I think they're going to be a great team or a juggernaut or a team like we saw a couple of years ago, but they have the easiest schedule in the entire NFL when you look at it. And so I look at that and them bouncing back from last year and still having some key pieces on offense. I know they've had some injuries this summer, and I think that's a team that, you know, just keep an eye on early in the season. Are they beating up on an easy schedule and piling up some wins? Because we know the Eagles have one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. So that is a big, big difference.
Sheila, how much of a threat? I mean, they're a threat, but how much of a threat is Washington within the division of the Eagles? How close do you think Washington is to the Birds?
You know, if you looked at it roster-wise and said, you know, take the 53 versus their 53, it's not close to me. The Eagles are far and away a way better team than the Washington Commanders. But I'm a Jaden Daniels fan. I think if you watched him last year, I mean, this guy has a chance to be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, his scrambling ability, his passing ability. And so we've seen in the NFL that a great quarterback can make up for flaws on the rest of the roster. So I still got the Eagles above him. But I do think that Daniels is just kind of that, you know, his second year, a lot of times we see quarterbacks make that leap, and he was already so good as a rookie. So there's a chance they come back down to earth and they're not nearly as good as they were last year, but there's also a chance that he emerges as just one of the stars in the NFL and they become tough to deal with.
Speaking of passing, let's talk about our passing game. Jahan Dotson took a major step in the right direction, I think, during this camp. And made a lot of plays. But Darius Cooper and John Metchie, they feel like they can be competitive for some playing time. What do you make of those guys, Shiel? What do you make of this receiving core? It does feel a lot different than what we got accustomed to, you know, last year.
Yeah, I'm with you. It feels deeper than it's been the past few years as well. We know they've got the stars in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and those guys are going to get the big share of the targets, as they should. But it feels like you're better equipped to withstand if there's a hamstring injury or someone's out for a couple of weeks or the depth. So, yeah, I'm interested to see with Jahan Dotson, you know, building off of last year's Super Bowl and then having a nice training camp. I think that's been a very encouraging sign that he feels like someone who maybe Jalen Hurts will be willing to throw the football to more and will be willing to rely on more than maybe he did last year. And then Cooper, I was really impressed with. You know, I try not to get carried away with practice and the preseason, but man, every time I looked up, he was making plays. He has the look of a guy that knows what he's doing. And more importantly than that, when the veterans on the team start talking about a guy like the way they were talking about Darius Cooper, that's when you kind of know it's real. So, I think they're deep there. John Metchie, it didn't necessarily work out with him in Houston. He hasn't had big production. But, again, I think he's a smart, reliable, tough player. I mean, John, you'll love, there's this clip that circulated when they signed him. He's blocking T.J. Watt in the run game. I mean, it's incredible. So he'll get in there. He's not the biggest guy. But in terms of culture, doing the dirty work, he fits that mold too.
Shield, the Jalen thing, everyone's got an opinion, and people's opinions differ. As this season's getting near starting, where do you settle on the greatness or goodness of Jalen Hurts, where he ranks, and how he projects for the years to come?
Yeah, I haven't done, you know, full ranking because I would need specific context. What are we talking about? One game? Are we talking about last season, this season? I would just say, his job in this offense, it's hard to think that in that NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, any other quarterback in the NFL would have done a better job than he did in those two games. Now, if you said the entire season, yeah, we know they were ups and downs. We don't need to revise history. We're on the record last year when I called in every week and said this passing game is not great week to week. So I think his sort of superpower is he does prioritize winning over everything else. And I think if you're an Eagles fan, that's all you want from your quarterback. I mean, he turned the football over early last season, and they said, Jalen, we're not playing that way anymore. We are running the football more than any team in the NFL. And some quarterbacks would be like, what are you talking about? I got this big contract. I want to pass the ball. I'm going to be making changes at the line of scrimmage. I want my numbers. And he truly seemed to not care about that. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what it looked like to me. And I think that's his unique skill, is that just mentally he's so focused. What do we need to do to win? That is goal number one. So, yeah, I think they're in a good place with him. I think they're going to have to pass the ball probably a little bit more this year when you just look at how defenses are going to play them. And I think they're positioned to do that well. Not to say it's going to always look pretty, but, I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a really good season.
And when our opponents throw the football, are Aziz Ojulari, Agbo Okoronkwo, and Josh Uche good enough?
You know, it goes back to the cornerback two question to me, John, because last year they were built in a way where the coverage helped the pass rush. It wasn't the other way around. Now, I know in the Super Bowl the pass rush was great, but for most of the season the coverage was so tight and so suffocating that the pass rush had a chance to get home. And that's my one concern with the defense. If that coverage isn't as tight, I do have questions about some of the guys up front and whether they're deep enough and whether they've got enough difference makers with the pass rush. So I think those guys are okay if the coverage is good enough and they're depth pieces, but there's certainly a lot of guys who have to prove themselves there with the edge group. And I would even say, the interior defensive line, I like the first three. The other three defensive tackles on the roster, none of them played a snap last year in the NFL. You know, they've got a rookie and they've got two guys who didn't play last year. So I understand why they did it the way they did. They had to make decisions with the roster. But yeah, I think up front they do have guys who would sort of wait and see if these guys can prove themselves.
Shield, we love having you on the show, man. We look forward to next week and all the weeks, hopefully into February. We'll get your prediction on the season next week. And once again, every week you'll be a guest on the program, which we just love. Thanks, buddy. Stay well, and we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week. Take care.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.